Zok de Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Ahalais, Perik, Yud, Mishnah, Beis. Once again, we're in a house, and the house has an opening in the roof. We call it an Aruva. In the previous Mishnah, the Aruva was a Tefach by a Tefach. In Mishnah Beis, says the Mishnah, what happens if Ein bi Aruva Peseach Tefach? The Aruva is less than the shear of a Tefach by a Tefach. So here the din is as follows. If there is Tumah, see, there's a mace, or a chelik of a mace. That's metama ba'oil. Babayis, as in the previous Mishnah, means what? Underneath the ceiling part, not underneath this aruva. Then the din is, kineged aruva, any keli that's found on the floor of the house, right underneath the aruva, tar is tar, does not become tamei, has no roof. Yeah, but it's less than a tefach. And the answer is, that by Tumah, we don't apply Lavud. What's Lavud? Remember from Masech de Sukkah? Basically, anything that's within three Tvachim is considered closed. There's no Lavud, not even for less than a Tefach when it comes to Tumah. I don't say, well, if it's so small, it's as if it's closed. No. A Keli that's underneath the Aruva, even if it's less than a Pesach Tefach, is still not underneath the roof of the house. Mamela, if there's Tumah in the house, Kineged Aruva, any keli that's found in the ground opposite the Aruva is Tahar. Of course, kelim that are underneath the ceiling pot will become Tami. They're under the Ayalames. And if Tumah, there is Tumah in the house, directly lined up Kineged Aruva, in other words, if somebody was standing on top of this Tumah, he would see the sky. Then the din is Habai is tar, the entire house is tar. All kelim in this house don't become tummy. Whether it's the kelim that are underneath the ceiling part, whether it's kelim that are underneath the saruva right next to the tumah. Because the mess is not underneath the oil habayis. Now, we've seen many times till now that a tefach is the shear of an oil. So maybe if it's less than a tefach, again we should apply lavud. And lavud is alach l'moshe m'sinai. But we say no, not when it comes to tumah. If it's open, it's open. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Let's say Hatumah, the Tumah is found by bias in the house underneath the roof, underneath the ceiling part. V'nosan ragloi milmalon, and a person puts his foot on top, over the Aruva, and closes it. Zak the Mishnah, Tahar, in this case, this person didn't get into so much trouble as he did had the Yeruvah been a Pesach Tefach, at least he's Tahar. Why? Because in order for Tumah to go through, it has to have a Tefach by a Tefach. Here's where there's going to be a Nafkamina, whether there's a Tefach by a Tefach or less than that. In the previous Mishnah, where there was a Tefach by a Tefach, Tumah goes through it. And if the man put his foot on it, he becomes Tumah. But in this Mishnah where there's less than a Tefach by a Tefach, the Tumah does not come through. So even though we're saying that there's no Lavud, we're not saying that because it's less than a Tefach, it's considered sealed. And therefore, if there's a Tumah directly underneath this less than a Tefach Aruva, the rest of the house does not become Tamei. And if there's Tumah in the house, the Keli that's underneath this less than a Tefach opening would not become Tamei. So on the one hand, it's not considered closed, it's considered open. But in order for Tumah to pass through it, it has to have a Tefach. And therefore, if the person puts his foot on top of it and it's less than a Tefach, he will not become Tamei. Tumah does not come into an oil or leave an oil if it's less than a tefach. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. If Hatumah the Tumah is in the house, Kineged Aruba opposite the Aruba. In other words, in the previous case, again, we're talking about an Aruba that's less than a tefach. The Tumah was in the house underneath the ceiling. What if the Tumah that's in the house is Kineged Aruba, is directly underneath this less than a tefach Aruba? And a person puts his foot on top of it. Zakt de Heilige Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Metame. Rabbi Meir says, oh, now you're Tame. Because he created an oil with his foot over the Toma. Wait, so why is this different than the previous case? In the previous case, where was the Toma? It was underneath the roof part of the house. Not underneath the Aruva. And this person put his foot on top of the Aruva. So even Rabbi Meir would hold he doesn't become Tame. Because Lemaisa, where's the Toma? It's not under the Aruva. It's under the house. So how does the Toma get to him? Even if his foot is on top of the Aruva in the previous case. It would have to come through the Aruva from the house. Less than a tefach doesn't come through. What's changing over here is, the Toma is not under the roof part of the house. The Toma is under the Aruva. So he's mamish and oil over the Toma. When he puts his foot over the Aruva, he becomes the roof over the Toma. So it's not just that the Toma has to come through the Aruva to reach him. He is the oil over the Toma. So in this case, where the Toma is under the Aruva, Reb Meir holds he would be Tamei. The Chachamim say, would he be Tamei if the Toma is underneath the Aruva? It depends. Im Toma Kadma es Ragloi, if the Toma was there underneath the Aruva. Before he put his foot there, the Toma was there, and then he came along and put his foot on top. Then Tamei. Because at the time that he put his foot over the Aruva, he was then becoming an oil over the Toma. However, say the Chachamim, Im Ragloi Kadma Es HaToma, in other words, first he put his foot over the Aruva, standing on the roof. The Aruva is closed. And then, for whatever reason, someone placed this Toma underneath the Aruva, which is now underneath his foot. So the Chachamim say, in this case, Tahor, he does not become Tamei. Why? Because even before the Tumah was there, it's as if the house was sealed. So even though now the Tumah was placed there, he doesn't become Tamei. Because again, the Tumah does not come through the window. It's less than a tefach. So again, the Chachamim say, if the Tumah is there before, and he places his foot over the Tumah, then he's going to become Tamei. Because you are now creating an oil over Tumah. But if he first puts his foot there, and there's no Tumah underneath, so now, an oil has been finished, but not an oil over Tumah. An oil has been finished. The Tumah comes in afterwards. Now you need the Tumah to come through the Aruba. Well, because it's less than a Tefach, say the Chachamim, it will not be Metamehim. And now we go on to the next sheet. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, what happens if you have Shtei Raglayim, 2 feet, of two people? Zu Al Gav Zu, one on top of the other. Shekadmu esetum. Here's what happened. Reuven is walking on the roof and he puts his foot down over the Aruva. It's now closed. Shimon comes along and he puts his foot on top of Reuven's foot. And afterwards, they place the Tumah underneath, opposite the Aruva. And now, Moshach harishon es ragloi. Reuven slips his foot out of being underneath Shimon's foot. The Nimsa, so it turns out, Raglai shel Sheni Sham. So now Shimon's foot is there, over the Aruva. So like the Mishnah Tar, Shimon will not become Tamei. Even though Shimon's foot was an oil over the Toma when Reuven slipped his foot out of there, the second Reuven pulled out his foot, Shimon's foot is over the Toma. But Shimon will not become Tamei, mibnei shekadma raglai shel rishon es haToma, because Reuven's foot was there first. Being that Reuven put his foot down first over the Aruva, he closes it. And that was before the Toma was placed there. So at this point, like we said before, it's already a closed oil. From this point and on, Toma does not come through this Aruva because it's less than a tefach. I, Reuven, removed the oil by pulling out his foot. But the oil was never undone because Shimon's foot was there to take over. So the house continues to stay an oil, and it's considered an oil that was there before the Tumah was put underneath. And therefore, because it's less than a tefach, the Tumah does not come through. Shimon's foot will not become Tameh even after Reuven pulls his foot out. Only Rav Shimon holds this way? Yes, the Chacham would disagree. Even though the Chacham also hold that if your foot goes first and then the Tumah comes, you're Tahar, but not in this case. In this case, the Chachamim would disagree with Reb Shimon. Because they're going to say, look, Shimon, I'm asking you one question. When you put your foot there, was the tumah there or not? And the answer is yes. Shimon will say, oh no. When I put my foot there, the tumah was already there. Where'd you put your foot? On top of Reuven's foot. Aha. Uh-huh. So we're not even counting that. We're starting from when Reuven pulls out his foot. When Reuven pulled out his foot, Shimon, here's when you come into the picture according to the Chachamim. And at that point, was the tumah there already? Yes. So your tummy. Let's chaz over our Mishnah. Case number one of the Mishnah. Our aruva here is less than a tefach. We have an opening in the roof, but it's less than a tefach. If there's tumah underneath the ceiling, what's under the aruva is still tar. As long as that keli under the aruva sees the sky, it's tar, even though it's less than a tefach. We do not say lovud. We don't say we're closing it because it's less than a tefach. For that matter, if there's tumah directly underneath the aruva, kelim under the house is tar. Here, however, is where the chilek is gonna come up because it's less than a tefach. Let's say the tumah is in the house, under the roof part of the house, and someone places his foot over the aruva, which is smaller than a tefach. If that aruva was more than a tefach, he would become tameh. Now that the aruva is less than a tefach, he becomes tahar, because tumah cannot leave or enter an opening that is less than a tefach. So we're splitting the hair. On the one hand, we're saying it's not considered closed, even if it's less than a tefach. That's why tumah under the aruva would not be matama the house, and tumah under the house would not be matama kelim under the aruva. But for a man to become tummy because he's put his foot over the aruva, for here you'd have to have a tefach. Because over here I need the tumah to leave the house to his foot, and it won't happen if there's less than a tefach. Now that's if the tumah is in the house. So we're saying the person that puts his foot over the aruva does not become tummy. What is the din if the tumah is not under the roof part of the house, but the tumah is under the aruva part of the house, and someone puts his foot on top? Reb Meir says he becomes tummy. Why? Because here it's not a question of the tumah has to leave through a tefach. Here he's becoming the oil over the tumah. So even though it's less than a tefach, Zok Reb Meir, he will become tummy. So if I ask you a question, so if you're a Rav, and someone says, oi, I put my foot over an aruva, but it was less than a tefach. Depends where the tumah is. If the tumah is under the house, under the ceiling part, you're not tummy. If the tumah is directly underneath, you will be tummy, according to Rebbe Meir, if you paskin like Rebbe Meir. But really, we paskin like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say like this. What's your shaila? There's tumah under the aruva, and I put my foot over the aruva, but the aruva is less than a tefach. What was there first? If I don't pass like Rebbe Meir, but I pass like the Chachamim, which we do, I would answer as follows. If the tumah was there first, and then you put your foot over it, then you become tameh. But if first you put your foot over the opening, and then someone put the tumah there, then you're tar. Because once you put your foot over the opening, it's a closed oil. Afterwards, someone put tumah there, tumah doesn't go through an oil. Now the Rav gets this shaila. Reuven says, I put my foot over an opening, but there was no tumah there yet. Okay, Reuven, so you're okay. The oil is sealed. The tumah doesn't go through because it's less than a tefach. But then Shimon comes along and says, but I put my foot on Reuven's foot. And then Reuven took away his foot. Ah, here we have a machlokes. According to the Chachamim, Shimon is going to be tameh. Because when Reuven takes away his foot, the whole thing starts again now. So Shimon, you're now putting your foot over it. It's as if you're starting to put your foot over it. It's the first time Shimon's foot becomes the oil, and the tumah is already there. But according to Reb Shimon, Shimon would be tar. According to Rebbe Shimon, our Shimon on the roof would be tar. Why? Because Reb Shimon looks at it this way. When Reuven put his foot over the oil is closed. Now Shimon puts his foot on top of Reuven's foot. Okay, so Reuven took away his foot. But nothing really changed. The oil was closed and remains closed. And it was closed before the tumah was there. First, Reuven and Shimon put their feet on, and only then the tumah was brought there. The fact that Reuven pulls out and Shimon takes over doesn't change anything. It's not something new. We still say the tumah was there before Shimon put his foot over Reuven's foot, and that's what counts.